an award-winning journalist on her years struggling with bulimia. I'm Matt Small.
This is WTOP, your source for today's top news, traffic and weather. Always connected and constantly updated in your car, at home, at work, and on the go. WTOP. Never miss a moment.
Arlington native Katie Couric is sharing her struggles with bulimia and body image.
I wasn't the kind of person who could just, like a normal person, eat a cookie and say, I enjoyed that cookie. I would eat a cookie and then I would feel so bad about myself, I would eat 25 cookies.
The award-winning journalist tells the Squats and Margaritas podcast her experience with disordered eating stemmed from her upbringing.
I remember during that period, if I ate a piece of gum that wasn't sugarless, I was bad, or if I ate something that wasn't kind of very regimented and part of a very restrictive diet, I felt like I had failed.
Couric shares more in her recently released book, Going There. Matt Small, WTOP News.
More from that interview with Katie on the Podcast DC app or wherever you go to get your podcasts.
Katie Couric is opening up about her struggles with bulimia and body image.
Even though I stopped being bulimic, I still have disordered eating.
The award-winning journalist who grew up in Northern Virginia tells the Squats and Margaritas podcast.
I think to a certain degree, I still worry about what I'm eating, but I'm much healthier now.
Adding that she just tries to focus on eating healthy. She says her experience with disordered eating stems from the way she was raised. Her memoir, Going There, was published last month. You can hear more from that interview with Katie on the Podcast DC app or wherever you get your podcasts. Matt Small, WTOP News.